time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pam Boyd. She is the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, and that is quite a stretch of area that she covers. We're going to talk about some of the things that she did maybe outside of our area for some people down in the Four Corners, Blanding area. You know what? It's kind of a quiet time right now at United Way, as she was telling me when she came in. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that's getting done right now. So not a lot going on, but she wanted to talk about a scholarship opportunity for students at Carbon, Emory, and Pinnacle High Schools. So we'll talk about that and just kind of what maybe a year in review from last year and what they kind of went through and the things that they got to accomplish last year. Pam, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today. We really appreciate the time.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's dive right in first and start and say, how were things last year? You said it felt like a pretty successful year for the United Way.
Yeah, you know, it was a great year. We really feel like we were able to leverage some partnerships and work with community groups and get some good stuff done for local residents. And for instance, you know, our big Live Love Local program, which is available, you know, year round, people can apply to it today, is that cancer assistance program. And it's something that, you know, when someone gets cancer diagnosis, they got a whole lot on their plate. And one of the things is, how do you afford to go and get your treatment? And, you know, the radio station does a gas cards program. United Way also does a gas card program. And we helped out 32 individuals last year. Our gas cards are $500 and, you know, really helps people. And they're so grateful for that. I'm sure you know that from the program.
Do.
You do.
We do. Yeah, a lot of great feelings and a lot of great things behind that gas card program. So that is available. 32 people, you know what, that really, and we always, when we talk about gas cards and those kinds of things for cancer patients, it's really the last thing that they need to worry about.
Exactly.
It truly is whether they can make it to their treatment or not. And it's great to have these options in our area for folks that need that too. And so it's good to know that United Way has that available as well.
Yeah. And we always say it's one thing we can take off your plate.
Most definitely.
One thing.
So you had that, and of course we had, you know, our day of caring, and we had the shoe drive, and you did the pop-up shoe store, and now are you going to do that again sometime this year?
We had so much success with the pop-up shoe shops. I was really excited about that. You know, last year we gave away 616 pairs of shoes, and that came down to about 300 pair here in Price, about 300 pair at the event that we did in Monticello. And then, you know, we still have, if a kid gets to school and their shoes fall apart or they're too big or, you know, for some reason what's on their feet isn't working for them that day, I get a call from the school counselor, and that day we'll get them a pair of shoes that fit them to go home. So that's a great, great program. And it's coming back in 2023, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
And that's what you said. It's amazing, because we've talked about that in the past, how the event last year, people were showing up early, and they're like, do you need help setting up, anything like that? So it's great, and they go fast.
They do go fast, and this year we're going to buy more of them. we were able to secure a really generous grant from the Sorensen Legacy Foundation in Salt Lake. And so we've got funding for it. We're excited. And we are working with, this is the second part of this equation. You know, the first thing was, let's get out shoes to kids who need them. The second part of the equation is, I want to get out quality shoes to kids who need them. You know, I want something that's going to last a few months. And so we're in the beginning stages, but we're going to work with New Balance, the shoe company. And they're going to work with us to get our inventory set up. And we'll be able to give kids not only shoes to kids, but we're going to be able to give really good shoes to kids.
And that'll keep them for a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, you had mentioned something about the store here in, the Walmart store here in town that
oh,
did
yeah,
that?
It was,
so let's talk about that for a moment.
Oh, the Price, Walmart, and Sutherland's, actually. Two local retailers here in Price really stepped up with a United Way donation this spring, and they gave us some inventory that they just needed to move out. You know, it had been on the floor, and they just needed to move out and move over. It was summer stuff, you know, in February. And we took several pallets worth of summer clothing and some hiking shoes and various other stuff. And we loaded up the United Way trailer and we went down to Blanding. And we were able to give it to partner organizations there to give to people in that area, you know, the San Juan and Grand County area, as well as Deschene and Daggett and Uinta. Are part of the whole United Way of Eastern Utah. It's a huge area of Eastern Utah, in addition to Carbon and Emery County, where, you know, our programs have been centered. But we're really trying to reach out to those other areas that are part of our district. And, you know, especially down in San Juan County, there's really a level of need that it's kind of hard to put words to, but people are really financially strapped in that area. You know, there's generational poverty in that area, and it was an opportunity to reach out to them and really help, you know, give them something where, you know, they also live in a food desert, but they live in a retail desert. I mean, these folks can't go to Walmart and shop. It's several hours trip. So it was really a wonderful opportunity to be able to share with our neighbors down there.
And get down there and give what we could. And once again, it's all responsible and it's all possible by donations from here in our area and the United Way as well. And another thing that we need to talk about before we get on out of here is the United Way scholarship.
Oh, yeah. If you're a high school senior, you know, your school counselor right now should have applications for the United Way scholarship, $500 scholarship. And we would love to hear from you. You know, our scholarship asked the student to share stories about their volunteerism, because that's what we're about. And so those applications are available. We'd love to hear from you. They're due next month. So get them filled out and get them to us.
You got a little time there to get that taken care of. And that is, once again, Carbon, Emery, and Pinnacle High Schools. Those applications should be available. And you can get those filled out, get them turned in, and maybe you'll get another $500 towards your college education, which every penny helps.
Yes.
Every penny helps. Okay, Pam, it won't be long, and we'll be talking, you know, Day of Caring and all those great things that United Way does throughout the year. So thanks for coming in and taking some time with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us, and live United.
Absolutely. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Dunzo.
Okay.